The world of banking has changed dramatically in the last few years, but its primary business is still lending money and providing financial services. Robert's poor dad put his money in the bank or his retirement account, which is what many people do today. His rich dad, on the other hand, kept his money moving. He wanted his money buying investments, giving him a return where he would get his money back quickly so he could move it into even more assets. He did not like the idea of parking his money in a bank. Rich Dad used the bank to leverage his money and to keep it moving. In effect, he wanted to become the bank. And, as we mentioned, the banks are in the business of lending money. Get to know your banker, have him or her as part of your advisory team, and keep in regular contact. We send updated financials to our banker regularly. By having an established relationship and keeping him updated on our financial condition, it allows us to move quickly when investment opportunities arise. In addition, he will let us know of investment opportunities that become available through the bank. Your banker or mortgage lender can provide this tremendous source of leverage for you in your investments in several ways. Three examples are, number one, securing the investment. You can secure a loan for a business or piece of real estate that allows you to leverage the cash you have on hand. We share an example in this audio's introduction where we purchase a $1 million property with only a $100,000 down payment. The $900,000 bank loan provided us with a 9-to-1 leverage. The underlying tenant or business should provide sufficient cash flow to pay the debt service to the bank, but also generate positive cash flow for you. Number two, depreciation of the entire asset. The tax law allows you to depreciate the value of the real or personal property involved in the real estate or business investment. So even though you only put 10% cash down, you will get the benefit of the depreciation of the entire investment. The tax law allows you to offset your income by depreciation, so you pay less tax. This will be explained further in Chapter 5. Number 3, ownership of the appreciation. By leveraging through debt with your bank or lender, you still maintain 100% ownership of the underlying asset. As long as you pay the debt service to the bank as required, you will enjoy 100% of the appreciation of the asset, even the appreciation for the 90% purchased through the debt. All three of these leverages accelerate your return on investment dollars. It does pay to get to know your banker.